Can you give us whatever it is you can say regarding DJ Swearinger's your situation?
Yeah, he's still on the team. He's on our team. So, you know, like I always say, you know, we always every decision we make is in the best interest of the team and winning. So, but right now, DJ's on the team.
Any thoughts on what he put on his Instagram page talking about that? Or?
No thoughts.
Are you guys telling him you're going to trade him? You're trying to trade him?
He's on our team, John.
Does it concern you that maybe he went social media to mention it?
No, it's free country.
How's the off-season stuff going for
you? Good. Good. I feel good about where we're at. Guys are working hard. We had a good workout this morning. Rookies are jumping in there and trying to learn the ropes, so I feel good.
3 days with those guys, you probably saw a lot in a short period, but you kind of see where they are.
We did. You know, we got three practices in, and it was good. These guys worked hard. They're a smart group. They're a hard-working group. You know, they got a long way to go, but it was a very productive weekend.
Bill, how do you feel about Mallett's progress, where he is physically?
I feel good, John. Yeah, I think that he's throwing the ball well so far. I feel good about where he's at health-wise and obviously knowledge of our scheme I feel really good about. So, I feel good where Ryan's at right now.
What advantage is it for Hoyer to come in here and know your system so well?
It's gotta be somewhat of an advantage for him personally to be familiar with the things that we do, you know, especially the foundation of the offense. Some things have changed, you know, how we call things in certain ways have changed since the last time he was in the system, but he knows the protections and the run game and things like that. So it has to be working in his favor in that regard.
How beneficial is the quarterback competition for the eventual winner of the competition?
Well, I think it's good for the team. You know, I think it's good for the team and it's good for those guys. I believe that it helps these guys with their communication with their teammates. I believe it helps in the locker room to see the you know, one of the priority positions, obviously, battling day in and day out, and two professional competitors. These guys really are professionals. They're good guys. They're good communicators, and I think it helps the team. It benefits the team, and then I think it benefits them, both of those guys too.
Hey, Bill, a lot of money's raised for some great causes today. How enjoyable an event is this for you?
Well, I think it's just a fantastic event. Last year was my first time doing it. Knowing that this weekend or this week it'll raise just upwards of 400 grand over time. It's raised $4 million for the city of Houston. Just, you know, it just says a lot.